We love them. They're essential. They're fashionable and omnipresent. Actually, according to the stats, there's about 75 million of them in Australia alone. I'm talking mobile phones, batteries, chargers, cables. But what happens to the old ones, the forgotten ones, the lonely, outdated ones? Here to talk about a fabulous program involving the recycling of mobile phones is Spiro Kallis, who is the General Manager of Mobile Muster. Spiro, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, what is Mobile Muster?
So Mobile Muster, in its technical terms, is a product stewardship scheme, which means it's the industry working together to provide a free take-back program when phones are no longer needed and ensuring that they're recycled to the highest environmental standards.
Right. Okay. How long has it been running and how did it come about?
So 21 years is how long the program's been
running. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've celebrated 21 years this year, and so we threw ourselves a little bit of a party.
I was going to say, did you have a big 21st?
We did. It felt like it was my birthday. Everyone was congratulating me for the birthday.
Oh, I love it.
It was great. So it was established, 21 years ago, and it was the major brands who were in the market at that time, which was Telstra, the original Nokia, and Motorola, that came together and saw the foresight in providing a take-back program. And when it was initially set up, it was about managing batteries. So if you remember mobile phones when they were first developed, you would get two batteries in the box, the one that went into the handset and then the spare one that would actually come in the box.
Yes, so I do.
Batteries were the fundamental issue back then, and it was established for that purpose, to manage end-of-life batteries. Now, the program has obviously expanded since then, so we not only take back mobile phone batteries, but all brands of handsets, accessories, chargers, even wearables, and that's how the program keeps evolving over time.
Wow. Okay. And so you've just released your annual report. What have been some of the awesome findings that you guys have had?
So we release an annual report every year. If you look at it over the last 21 years, 1,500 tonnes of product has actually been collected by
Say 1,500?
Yeah, massive number. So really big numbers. And that sort of falls back onto Australians, because Australians are really good at recycling, even though the recycling industry has copped a bit of a beating over the last year or so. Australians know that they should be actually recycling their devices. So, 1,500 tonnes of handset batteries and all products that go along with mobile phones.
That's amazing. And so what are some of the uses, or how do you kind of recycle them?
So from a recycling point of view, mobile phones and their accessories are highly recyclable. Over 95% of the material in a mobile phone can be recovered back to its raw form.
Oh, wow.
And put back into the production of new products. So, you've got metals, you've got glass, you've got plastics,
recoverable.
That's the word, through recycling. So from our processes, what initially happens is everything we collect gets centralised back to Sydney or Melbourne for the initial processing, and the handsets are all dismantled by hand. So you'll get the glass in one pile, the batteries, the casings, and then the circuit boards, and then they will go further downstream for material recovery.
Wow. I mean, I guess that's amazing to think that each phone, when it gets returned to you guys, gets broken down into all the little separate components and then used again. That's so impressive.
And I think it's important that it is dismantled by hand, because what you'll find is you'll get a higher recovery rate and less what we call contamination. So, when you're separating into those separate components, you're able to recycle that material a lot more efficient.
Yeah, right. So you can't just go kind of smashing them and then picking out the bits and pieces.
That's right. And look, when you use, there are recyclers that will actually shred, and then what you need to do is these magnets to sort of separate the various materials, but you're always going to be left with an element of product which is called contaminated material. So you get that lower recovery rate, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so guilty of this. I have an old phone sitting in my bedside table. How do I recycle it through the Mobile Muster?
You're not the only one, actually. We estimate there's about 25 million of them around the country where people are sort of storing them at home.
I mean, I don't know why. There's nothing on it. I have no reason for keeping it. And I also actually believe that the phone companies should be taxed more, because they're the ones that keep releasing these new phones that we supposedly all need, right?
Well, it's interesting you say that because Mobile Muster is actually funded by the industry. So it manufacturers and the network providers. So all the big brands from a handset perspective right through to the network providers, so Telstra, Optus and Vodafone, are who fund the program. And so part of what we do is we set up collection points around the country. So 3,500 public drop-off points and a free post-back option, which can pick up a reply paid satchel through Australia Post.
Okay.
You've really got no excuse as to why
you can't
recycle it.
Spiro, I totally have no excuse. I have no excuse. And you know what? I'm like a 5-minute walk to a post office. So I could walk down there, pick up one of the return, and they're paid. I don't have to pay anything, do I?
No, that's right. No, not at all. It's all covered by the program. So all you need to do is put it into the satchel and drop it off into the post box. And, and that's something that we work on, is making it as accessible as possible and as easy as possible for people to recycle.
Do I have to clean? I'm so not a techno. Like, what if I've still got photos on there?
Well, one of the reasons, the second biggest reason why people hold on to their mobile phones is because I've got data on that.
Yeah.
And I haven't removed it. I haven't cleaned it, or I don't know how to do it.
I mean, they're not compromising photos in any stretch of the imagination, but they're still just like photos of my friends, my family.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that that's a barrier to recycling. So we've developed these really short videos, which you can find on the Mobile Muster website, that take you through the steps on actually backing up your phone, transferring photos or any media files you have, deleting, and then giving it up for recycling or even reuse. So you can pass it on to friends and family so you can actually extend the life of that device.
Oh, you guys have thought of it all.
And Wilhelmina, if you look at the 25 million that's actually being stored, about 5 million of those are actually broken and no longer working.
Yeah, so, like mine has a smashed screen. So
yeah, that's right. And so in some of those cases, you can't actually switch that phone on. So rather than storing it, when you recycle with Mobile Muster, we're going to destroy that data anyway through the recycling process. We don't switch the phone on. We don't test that it works. So we're not reusing or reselling any component of that mobile phone. So it will get destroyed.
I love it. Spiro, this is awesome. So I want everyone to go out, get their old mobile phones and either go to Australia Post or... Now, so you said Vodafone, Telstra, and who was the other one? Optus?
Yeah, so no. Vodafone, Telstra, Optus all have collection points.
Okay.
You can even drop it off at Officeworks, your nearest Salvo store or Battery World. So they all have our collection points. And then, of course, Australia Post. But our website has a store locator, so you just put in your suburb and your postcode and it'll give you your nearest drop-off point.
Oh, that is awesome. Spiro, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And it's a fabulous initiative and one I think is very, very worthy.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me. And hopefully, Wilhelmina, we'll see a photo of you on social media recycling that old phone.
Hey, I will. I'll tag you.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.